side two of tape 366B, December the 8th, 1978. You see how important it is to date these tapes, because I can refer back to that tape August of 1977 and say a year and a half ago that I was talking about this Jim Jones and mind control and the School for Assassins, and we can date back how far back this information was available if the federal government wanted to use it. Now back to our outline of Jim Jones. From Ukiah, he moved to San Francisco, as I say, the People's Temple, the synagogue on Geary Street. Of course, the finances there, it would be interesting to study the purchase, how he used the money. Also up in Ukiah, how he got the license to take care of the people up there. Just last week, the state of California withdrew his license to have a care center for aged and disabled up in Ukiah because Jim Jones is dead and because of the scandals. And it turned out that the couple that are managing his property are off in Haiti right now. They're not even there. He had a place called Happy Acres, which was for mentally disturbed people that were given to him without any license or ability to take care of these people. The state was paying the money, and the people were delivered to Jim Jones and enclosed in this compound up in Ukiah. Then Jim went down and opened a temple in Los Angeles, which is important because the criminal conspiracy section of Los Angeles Police Department worked closely with Jolly West at UCLA and had law enforcement officer Mr. Fisk, I mentioned last week on the tape there. So the Los Angeles connections, if they come in, are important. He was once arrested, I believe, on a pornography charge, not pornography, but for soliciting sex, I think, with an agent, and was released and let off the hook. All of his Los Angeles activities goes under Roman numeral 3 there, the section 15. Then the Jim Jones with the federal agencies, Jim Jones with the FBI, connections and protection. That is, whenever somebody went to the FBI and complained, they protected him or wouldn't investigate him or their records cleared him. Jim Jones with the CIA, his connections and protections, with health, education, welfare, the juveniles that were in his care. They went to the Opportunity School up in Oakland, and they don't have the list of who the children were or if they're dead now. We don't know how many of those are dead that were the juveniles sent from the state of California. His connections with LEAA, the law enforcement agencies, and the federal law enforcement connections. State Department favors for Jim Jones, San Francisco Police, People's Temple, weapons, hitmen, and training. For example, four men that were hitmen down in Ghana were trained by the San Francisco Police Department. The story is that they will train any people that come in, and there's openings for them. But it's interesting that a man from the San Francisco Police Department killed Mayor George Moscone, who had done a lot of favors for Jim Jones. They both helped each other. And coming from the police department and the mysterious zombie-like appearance of the assassin of the mayor and Harvey Milk makes it imperative to look in, particularly with Charles Gaines as chief of police there, because as I've said many, many times, he is the man who was orchestrating the Zebra murders and the Zodiac affair up there through his office, the protection of that, and the SLA. The Los Angeles police connections are also important because of not only his People's Temple being there, but and his arrest, but that Lewis Tackwood allegations of the criminal conspiracy section going from Los Angeles up through the state of California and links with the plans of the UCLA school to test minorities and poor, the black, the drug, the Indians, the children, the women particularly. The LAPD had a direct role and interest in these operations, and if Jim Jones had connections with the Los Angeles police, it goes into Roman numeral 3 and number 22. Then is political context. Now, under number 23 of your list here, the political context, I'll break that down again into various people from the California Assembly and Lieutenant Governor Mervyn Dimely from California and members of Congress and San Francisco politicians, Board of Supervisors, the mayor, specifically the milieu of the cities where he lived, the political contacts from the local area to the national level, because Hubert Humphrey was a man who was receiving money from the Howard Hughes organization. He had received anywhere up to $500,000 in money from Howard Hughes. Mayor George Moscone was, at the time of his death, was being investigated getting money from Howard Hughes. And that Hughes money has been used for assassination teams in the past. It's an umbrella that also can silence the potential investigators, the people that would look into it later, or it could be siphoned again down to a place where he accumulated this mass amount of millions and millions of dollars, which was extra than what the people earned or inherited or from the property they sold. This money came from something much bigger, like the Defense Intelligence Agencies, Defense Industry Security Command, and the politicians have a big role. If they're not part of the crime, they're always part of the cover-up. And whether they cover up because of blackmail or payoffs, I don't know. Jim Jones offered a large amount of money to Congressman Leo Ryan not to come down to Guyana. He refused the money and went to Guyana. But were there two or three other congressmen that were asked to go there who took the money instead, who stayed alive and pocketed the money? You see, we don't know. Other congressmen were asked to look into this, and they turned their backs and said no. Did they say, turn their backs because their debts for the last election were paid? Those are things we don't know. If Congressman Ryan just ran an election and just won, if he were heavily in debt, would he have taken the money and stayed in Washington? It was offered to him. He didn't take it. But there were other congressmen that were asked to get into this, and they turned it down. So these are political contacts. And then this 20, Section 24 is Mayor George Moscone himself in San Francisco, because he's the one who gave credibility to Jim Jones. His election was based on a very narrow margin, and he was supposed to be very grateful to Jim Jones for bringing in those extra votes. And Jones was put on the San Francisco Housing Authority, a real fanatic, heavily drugged, crazy, you know, sadistic, a Nazi, humiliating black people, pulling tricks, pulling livers out of a toilet and telling them he cured their cancer, literally mass hypnosis of a bunch of people, except the ones that weren't so hypnotized was the white guard. That was, white knight was his keyword to begin start killing those masses of black people, but the white guard around him are still alive, and he was pretty smart about that. They're still, the one that ran the show before are still out loose running it now, it seems. I put down the White House here, President Mrs. Carter and Jim Jones. Not only was he photographed shaking hands with Rosalynn Carter, he had corresponded, a few form letters, it's true, but the very fact that the White House has protected this whole operation and passed it off as if it was just a fart in the wind is important. And I have the presidential press conferences and what he says about this matter, what he does, and we put that under President of the United States and Jim Jones, and then the federal communications role, his radio tower, what he did with it, who received information in Tennessee, also in Houston, Texas. There was a radio connection there, people that were involved with the radio tower connect to, down to Tennessee and to Houston, Texas. And that goes under the radio tower and the federal communication system. Then the internal revenue, the favoritism, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, the drug traffic, the weapon traffic, the open harbor, the IRS, never picking up this accumulation of all these millions of dollars, and then the organized crime connections of People's Temple and the people around him, Jim Jones, and so forth. Now, under Section 3, I have up to number 31, but as I say, I can add A or B or add more files as I need them, but right now, these sections are being filled up with information from the tapes that I've taken off the air in the last 3 weeks and also the massive amount of articles and the two books that are already out. Now, Section 4, Roman numeral 4, has to do with the mind control experiments and the school for assassins. Under Section 1, is my analysis of what the motive was and the contingency. If my motive is right, then that contingency had to go into operation. And Section 4 going down there, you see the numbers on the list. You can follow it. Are the pieces of information that I have already, and I'll be filling in these envelopes, any more information that comes out on these subjects, because there already is enough of these to break them out in this category. One was when it was started. Again, I put that double cross file out in chronology, and the building, the isolation of the buildings, the security of the buildings, and the breaking of the ground at Guyana, and that also has to do with security of the other temples too. Then the UCLA school, the information I talked about last week, the Nike bases, and then under that, other sections and intents of that UCLA school, which was to be run in conjunction with LEAA, the law enforcement agencies, and the Defense Department and National Institute of Mental Health. The techniques that the school was to use, 32 are their stated goals, such as studying suicides and violence and active children and prediction of violence and nonviolent people and violence of women, as I said, when they're menstruating. And these are the kinds of tests. The intent of the UCLA school goes in this section. And then under that, the use of the media. Now, the Sam Irvin Committee book on behavior modification and government programs in 74 talks about a media connection, having somebody pronounce the value of this great school and what it's doing to sell it all the time, like you sell soap or tobacco. And in there goes a marvelous article in the Los Angeles Times last week about Mark Lane and the use of the media. So one time I may do just an entire tape, maybe next week, on the media and mind control and Mark Lane, going from Dallas up to Guyana. But with this outline, when you have it, you can refer to it as you get these tapes. Just go back to section 4, number 33, and we'll talk about Mark Lane and the media. And as I did with my story, Why Was Martha Mitchell Kidnapped, or the SLA as the CIA, I'll take it way back from the Kennedy assassination up to the present date. And that way you'll be able to see the linear connections. Also at UCLA, they were planning mass fingerprints to study genetics and immunology. And we'll go into the fingerprint plans at UCLA, the fingerprints of Guyana's temple that they're doing in Dover, Delaware now, and the use of fingerprints to study violence and the Howard Hughes connections. Then the drugs and narcotics that were to be tested at UCLA, the kinds of drugs that were at Jonestown. Education, they were to have people come in at the UCLA Nike bases for conferences to see the products of the brain control, such as when Candy Jones was in the CIA and they had demonstrations and called in people to see how many carrots they could put in her vagina before she'd scream, and they'd all stand around and watch while she was hypnotized. And she wrote about that. This is what you call educational conferences, and Mark Lane said that this was an educational institute from all over the world. It turned out later that these people were illiterate and couldn't even read the Marxist books that were all over the shelves that were left there for them. Most of them were pretty illiterate, that were the zombies that were shipped down there and drugged. We'll go into the education versus the deprivation, and then the electrodes, zombies, robots, hypnotic trances, reason to believe that various people were in a state of mind control, and then the mental patients in Jones' care before and during, who was allocated or delivered to him. Number 39 under this section 4 is the medical unit, the staff, who was there, how many people operated it, where are they now. Then Dr. Schacht from Houston, he was from Houston, Texas, educated in Mexico, and he was dishing out the Nazi cyanide, a whole section in addition under cast of characters because of the mind control experiments and the kind of operation it was. The Dr. Schacht may or may not be a relative of Hallmar Schacht, the president of the Reichsbank in Germany that funded Adolf Hitler and then set up the money for Aristotle Onassis to begin his all-German shipping fleet and crew. Onassis had built up the shipyards through Schacht's money in the 50s in Japan and Germany after World War II. This may be a coincidence of names, but even a journalist from Germany had called me yesterday about Dr. Schacht down there. Then the techniques used of mind control, sexual deprivations, perversions, punishments, and experiments of sexual natures, trickery to deceive, the Campbell cure, the crippled cures, and so forth, starvation, favoritism, and control of food, slavery, racism, black labor to build, produce, and white office jobs. Not only the camp was run like a Nazi organization, but everything about it smelled of Nazi Germany, even the possible extraction of the gold of their teeth. That's why the family should demand to see those bodies. I don't care what state they're in. The gold would be in the teeth if they had their fillings. And I think that they should just prove to us that the gold didn't come from their teeth. I think they owe us that much, just to see what in the hell really went down there. Torture, punishment, drug clinics, beatings, drownings, and so forth. Weapons aimed at resistors, forced to work, and stockpiled to kill. The weapons are to run the concentration camps, and I have it cross-filed in two places, as up above under the contingency plans to murder, and then this is just the physical amount of weapons that were available, photographs of weapons, and how they came in, as against federal agencies, because we're not sure how they came in yet. So it's not under Jim Jones and the Defense Department, or Jim Jones and the State Department, or alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, or organized crime, because we don't know where the weapons came from. But they're there. I put this in Section 4 and number 46. And then protection after complaints. When people were objecting to what was going on, what kind of protection did Jim Jones have? Who wrote it off in general in the community of San Francisco, and also the protection of the FBI, the State Department, police, and Guyana people who said, don't touch Jim Jones. And the comparison to Charles Manson in the Santa Monica Mountains, when the neighbors were complaining about the drugs and the violence and the shootings, and the orders went out, don't touch Charles Manson. So you have protection here of all kinds of agencies. There were also parents complaining, or siblings complaining, and they were told, you know, there's nothing wrong. You're wrong. You're sick. You're making it up. Everything is kosher down in Guyana. There's no reason for the federal agents to protect. If it's a socialist country and a Marxist down there, and the FBI has all this information on any type of Marxist socialist activities, and if people like Angela Davis and Charles Gary are calling down there, they certainly would have a record of these so-called Marxists or socialists, unless they're really a front for something more insidious and evil, which is actually what it turned out to be. Section 5. Congressman Leo Ryan and the news media come to break the barriers. Now, they're the first people to break through those walls to literally say, we are coming, and to be allowed to leave from Georgetown to Jonestown, and they broke the barriers. In Section 1 are the motives and what they'd have to do in case anybody arrived. Section 2 are the contingencies that were made from the beginning in case of a so-called invasion of any authorities that weren't paid off because they totally controlled the Guyana government. Section 3 is Jim Jones himself, the operation and interrelation between the U.S. government, the CIA, federal and state connections, and then Section 4 is what was happening to that poor mass of humanity, those 910 people down there in the way of food deprivation and sexual harm and overworking labor, slave labor conditions, living like on a slave ship in their little bunks and so forth. That was Section 4. And now comes good Congressman Leo Ryan, the man who gets involved bringing down members of the news media. Congress refuses to move. That's Section 5 under Roman numeral 5, number 49. Members of Congress who refuse to move. We should find out who else was asked to investigate, and the actual arrangements of the trip by Ryan himself, including the correspondence with Mark Lane that preceded it. Then the next section is the actual physical murder of Congressman Ryan and the others. And then Guyana begins to delay their investigation. All the people that helped Jim Jones preceding up to this, if you're following my line of reasoning of how I work and separate the information, up to this point, all those agencies listed in Section 3 helped him. Now, what did they do after the bodies were murdered? And this is an important point, because assuming Jim Jones was just the craziest nut, dumb, leading people off, charismatic, could influence people to think his way, fool them with trickery, once those lives were gone, assuming they made an honest mistake and the suicide drills weren't taken seriously, assuming nobody really even believed it was going to happen, As soon as one throat was cut of the Amos woman down in Georgetown, her three children were killed. As soon as that happened, the American troops should have moved in instantly. But in this Section 5 is part of the contingency plan, the control of the federal government, the Defense Department, the FBI, the CIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Guyana officials, the local police. Everybody came in to stall the mop-up, to stall it, and it stalled today. And that is the part of the contingency plan, but this is what had to happen after the barriers were broken. First, Guyana delays the investigation. Then the United States Army delays it and waits till the bodies decay. The next section is the refusal of autopsies or identification, even though Guyana had the names of each person immediately and their fingerprints and waited 2 weeks to say that. The planning of the letters to make it a political ploy, the overtones of communism, leftists, Marxist, the library books, the note pinned on the body, the corpse going back that was discovered by the FBI, the patsy, this is the ploy that's used over and over again, the use of Dover, Delaware Army Base, the mass fingerprinting, the links of that to the Defense Department, the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, the Charleston, South Carolina, the Army doctor, the resettlement, and the more mysteries in Charleston that have to do with the Army. Then all evidence that is planted, such as the notes found on the body or the Marxist books there, all evidence that is missing or destroyed goes into Section 56 and under Roman numeral 5, and then the cremation of Jones, which is also the destruction of evidence. But the autopsy and the cremation of Jones, they said they did an autopsy in Georgetown, then they said they did one in Dover, Delaware, and then a week later they said, I guess we'll do an autopsy on six people, including Jim Jones. Roman numeral 6 is the conspiratorial links to the broader work that I have done that pertains to Jim Jones' information coming in now. Always the witnesses that were murdered or threatened or missing, the primary witnesses. The next section is the Hughes Medical Institute in Miami, their new satellite hospital in Boston, their 12 hospitals around the country, their study of genetics and immunology at UCLA, in Boston, where their money goes, Stanford and UCLA in California, and also, as I say, their satellite hospitals and the links to mind control and experiments on people. The Boston hospital connections, their known racism, the use of Dr. Mark Irvin and Dr. Sweet, and their links to UCLA and then back to Boston and Dr. Delgado. Those are the Boston connections. Then under 61, Dr. Jolly West and the team from Boston that came out to his institute at UCLA, and Nazi connections, Nazi doctors that wanted to do psychosurgery, the CIA funding the Federal Defense Funds, and the Boston team. Under 62 is all the racism and hatred of the blacks, Jim Jones, and the federal agencies. I could have put that under the Section 3, the biography of Jim Jones, but that mostly is his political clout, his financing, and his know-how. This is the broad international Nazi links, the racism, the hatred of blacks. There's a quotation in the paper this week that he did this because he wanted to see how many blacks he could kill at one time. And out of the 910, we still don't have a breakdown of age or of color, which is terribly important that we have to find out. But that's an international problem. This Nazism is an international. It isn't a Jim Jones problem, or he wouldn't have all this money and weapons and clout that he has. So the racism goes under the conspiratorial links, and then the links of Jim Jones and the operation to the SLA, the Zodiac killings, the Zebra killings, the Manson operation with their CIA FBI violences, the similarities in the cases, and also the parallels and some of the same people in common. Dr. Jolly West was Jack Ruby's psychiatrist. He was the doctor at UCLA, admittedly by the CIA, later to be part of their team, recipient of Howard Hughes medical money. He's a psychiatrist that's been with Patty Hearst. His name runs through this, and Mark Lane's name, of course, runs through the whole era. The word white knight, a symbol of international racism, it could mean kill the top, it could mean kill the president, Jimmy Carter, the white knight, kill the mayor of San Francisco, George Moscone. White knight was the code word, allegedly, for kill all the blacks. But the only reason they had to kill all the blacks was so that the persons who would be out doing the white knight job, like the International White Guard or the Klan, the operators would be recognized, and the blacks were only a cover for a major operation that was going on down there, a worldwide international, with banks in Zurich and Panama and other places. And then the churches, of course, Jim Jones was a church. The missionary down in Oaxaca, Mexico, where the assassins were trained, was a church cover. The World Council of Churches, the links of Jim Jones to the various church organizations, the way he was ordained, in quotes, ordained his membership, members of the Greek Orthodox Church, such as that Mr. Katsaris, who also takes care of mentally disturbed children, a psychologist, and the links of the CIA to the church organizations. I say CIA here, but it also is the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency. Albert Osborne, the man that accompanied Lee Harvey Oswald on the bus from Texas down to Mexico, was supposed to be a minister, member of the church, who ran the missionary, wore the collar, the cloak of a churchman. Actually had multiple passports in England and the United States, and was a member of the Defense Industry Security Command. The church, as a cover for assassination teams, is very good because, as I said before, nobody can come in and break in and expose them. Because of freedom of religion, it's a hands-off policy, and even people in the neighborhood stay away if there's a church cult and don't interfere with them. Then the Mexican connections, always with the CIA. We do have Mexican connections. It's another part of the United States. It's right down there, set up as an adjunct or part of the CIA. Right now, in this case, the only Mexican connection is that Dr. Schock went to Mexico to medical school. But I have a section here because I feel that there will be information either on the drugs or the weapons or the church that moved from Oaxaca, that Mexico will always be filled up with some information it has in every other one of the conspiracies I've studied. Then the comparison of the Jones operation to Nazi concentration camps. Not only the techniques that I've listed under the mind control programs of the slave labor and the beatings and humiliations and deprivations, starvation and so forth, the general intent, the quotations, once they are no way out, or he tells a woman, drug this person in San Francisco and then ship them to me. The comparisons to an order, the people were treated like garbage. They were humanity that were a cover for something different. Now, Auschwitz, Dachau, Treblinka were used to eliminate the entire Jewish race. This was the final solution. But they were also used as slave labor to grow and maintain not only the premises, work in the chemical factories to make synthetic tires until they died, or to pull out the rocks and the mines. They were, in this case, they grew food for the white coterie around them while they were being deprived. And there are many similarities. In Germany, concentration camps, I don't think they even grew food. They didn't eat. They just kept them and burned them and let them be shot, different ways of getting rid of them, gassed and so forth. But in this case, they grew the food so that the others, who were either in narcotics traffic or gun running and training assassination teams, were sure to survive because the slave labor grew the food for them and they couldn't eat it themselves. And then under 68A, I already have an A there, and as I say, this will get larger and larger, are the connections in the conspiratorial links to Dr. Joseph Delgado from Yale University. It will be cross-filed under several sections above, but his use of monkeys and mind control, because Jim Jones raised monkeys similar to the kind that Dr. Delgado has been experimenting on for years, and also because UCLA school was to use these monkeys at the same time, and I'll want to keep a record of just the animals there. Were they seen there at the time of the killings? There were dead animals found. I don't know if any monkeys were found, but that was part of the plan at UCLA, and definitely the working of Dr. Delgado for the past 20 years or more. There's no room on this paper, but I'll continue later. Section 7 are the murders of connecting links to Jim Jones. Mayor George Moscone was first on the list, and that next section goes into the politics of San Francisco, the mafia, organized crime connections, and Intertel, the conflict of taking over the city now, and the man who shot George Moscone rented property from Pier 39 that is allegedly owned by Intertel. The politics of San Francisco that mingles to Jonestown will follow under section Roman numeral section 7. But now you have this outline, and when I go into detail on one or more sections of it, you can know where it fits into my frame of thinking, and I think we can all work on this story together by sharing this information from the start and then putting the more specific details into these various categories. Next week, I'll do more on Mark Lane, the common denominator from Kennedy assassination up to Guyana Gate. Take care. I'll see you next week.